a cell therapy that has already demonstrated efficacy in phase II trials in the United States will typically take another 5 to 10 years to reach patients in Taiwan. By the time phase III is completed in the US, the product is commercialized, imported into Taiwan, and cleared through the national health insurance system. Some patients simply will not have made it. This is the question that has genuinely been weighing on me as I recently evaluated the prospects of bringing a cell therapy to Taiwan with the Regenerative Medicine Dual Act taking effect on the 1st of January 2026. Taiwan has actually laid out a pathway that looks quite different from the traditional model. The core of it is the conditional approval mechanism under Article 9 of the Regenerative Medicine Preparations Act. I want to address a common misconception here. When people hear that a company can apply for market authorization after completing phase two, the instinctive reaction is that this represents a relaxation of regulatory scrutiny. That is not what it means. What it means is that completing phase two is the threshold that qualifies a therapy to be seriously considered for conditional approval. What is granted is a license with a maximum term of 5 years, with no possibility of extension, during which the sponsor must continue conducting efficacy verification. Fail to meet those obligations or raise a safety concern, and the approval can be revoked. So this is not a lowering of the bar. It is a restructuring of how and when certain evidentiary requirements are fulfilled, shifting a portion of the burden from the pre-market waiting period to a staged post-market accountability framework. For certain patients, the time that gets reclaimed through this shift can be the difference between reaching a treatment and not. The regulatory framework in Taiwan is now in place. What is genuinely worth watching is whether the industry is willing to walk through that door.